Blog Talk Radio.
Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Get ready to be the best you can be. Stay tuned for the Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules.
Well, hello. I'm Jules from wonderful Southern California on Law of Attraction Talk Radio on the brand new, well, it's not brand new, it's 3 months old, Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I am so thrilled to be with you today because we are bringing you Joe Dunning once again, and I'm absolutely thrilled. She's got a special announcement for all of us, so I'm looking forward to talking with her, and I am just waiting for her to come in here because we have a lot of callers again. But in the meantime, this gives me a great opportunity to tell you about some of the fantastic shows on Law of Attraction Radio Network. You know, we have got Give Away a Dollar a Day show with Todd Silva. He is incredible. But he just interviewed Joe Vitale. And I got to tell you, it was phenomenal. Excellent, excellent interview. And I suggest if anybody really wants to get down into the really nitty-gritty about giving and prosperity and everything, tune in to hear Todd's show because it was fantastic. And then we've got a couple of other great shows that I wanted to talk to you about. The Snap Out of It Woman. Oh, my goodness, that just gets better and better with each show. I can hardly wait to hear it. We've got a couple of new shows coming on. There is the Think, Believe, and Manifest show with life coach Constance Arnold. She is terrific, and I'm really looking forward to that one. And then we have Sir Richard's show with Richard Garcia. You know, he goes way back years and years in the metaphysical. He is very involved with Silva, and he's got so much insightful information that we can all learn from. So I am so thrilled. He's going to start coming on Tuesday evening, so that's going to be fun. And then our other brand new show is Feel It Real with Denise and Matya. You know, I got to tell you, hilarious, absolutely hilarious. If you want to learn the Law of Attraction and by just fun, you've got to listen to this show because they keep you laughing, just hilarious. So it's a good one to tune into. And, you know, we're just having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. So I hope you can join us, and I know that you're going to enjoy all the shows as much as I do because I download every single show and listen to it on my way down to Oceanside or San Diego or L.A. or wherever. I listen to all the shows, and I got to tell you, it's the way to stay tuned in and to stay away from the negativity and just start creating. You can't really create. Well, you can create from the negative side, but boost yourself up and create from the other side, and I think everybody's going to be delighted. And I see that Joe did get through. Hi, Joe. I see you. You're here.
I am here, yes.
How wonderful to talk to you again.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Oh, good. You just slid right in there, just very easy.
That's right.
Well, I hear that you've got a special announcement for us tonight, too.
I do have that, and it's something that I really want to share with everyone, and I think I'm going to save it for just a little while.
Okay.
And then we'll talk even more about that because it is a special announcement, and it's a thank you to you as well.
Oh, well. Great. Okay. Well, how should we start off tonight then, Joe?
Well, you know, we are just having a most amazing time right now, so maybe we can talk just a little bit about this. Many people are becoming aware that our world is really going through transition. And when I say our world, it seems to be influencing many, many different aspects of our lives. So this would be globally, not just in the United States or Canada or Europe. It is everywhere in the world. The economies are really beginning to change. The value of the currency is shifting. Inflation is taking place, unemployment, some difficulties with growing crops and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, here in the United States, we're having quite a bit of problems with the bank closures and finances. You know, what is going on in the United States is what I'm most familiar with since this is my home. However, very, very similar things and more are going on in other countries. We just don't seem to hear about it quite as often on local news. However, if you go on the internet, you can certainly find the information about what's taking place elsewhere in the world simultaneously. Also, governments are shifting. So we are in a time of enormous transition right now, and that's good news. What's taking place now in the world is a transition into a wonderful, wonderful era of peace and harmony and caring for each other, compassion, abundance, prosperity, a whole rebalancing of the entire global economic system is taking place right now. And this has been predicted for many, many, many years, centuries and centuries, if you read back through some of the ancient prophecies. This time right now that we are approaching 2012 is the transitional time, and we are on the cusp of that. So we are witnessing the changes that are taking place right now. And this transition is into what many people might call full consciousness, or being fully awakened, or having an open and compassionate heart. There are all kinds of ways in which we refer to this. And that's what's taking place. And so what's happening is our economies need to readjust to this new way, a way of generosity, a way of caring about each other, a way of seeing that everyone has abundance and prosperity. And that's what's happening now. So the old systems are beginning to drift away because they aren't able to function in that way in many cases. And new systems are coming into play where we really begin to support and help each other. So now I'll talk a little bit about the surprise announcement. I've been saving this, Jules.
This wonderful.
Yes, this is some in response to a request you had. Oh, it's been maybe a month since you asked if this radio show tonight could be focused on abundance. And, of course, I never quite know what will be the focus of any show, because it's whatever needed in the moment for whatever's going on in the world and in the lives of the listeners. So I never know ahead of time. However, your request about abundance helped me to begin to think about, well, what could be done, what could be planned that could relate to abundance and prosperity and assist lots and lots of people. So I have been working very hard these last few weeks, along with my assistant Deb, getting together a new project that's completely free. So this is an abundance and prosperity project. It is free for anyone who'd like to sign up. And it's finally now on my website. It took a lot of scurrying with the website company I use for them to get that all written up and posted in time, and it just happened. So we're ready to go, and so we get to launch right now on your show.
Oh, so great.
So this is a thank you to you for requesting that something be offered about abundance, because often what the work that comes through is as a result to a specific request. And so this is your answer to your request. And this is a worldwide abundance breakthrough
Project. That's the name of it, Abundance Breakthrough Project. And it has that name because we are going to be breaking through our old ways of experiencing abundance and prosperity, and into a whole new level, much, much, much more prosperous level of abundance in our lives. And this project is designed to be passed on, the information to be passed on from person to person, since I don't have a way to reach everybody around the world and let them know. What's going to happen is that as one person learns about it and thinks that that would be helpful in their life, they can send the information on to someone else, and perhaps they will think it will be helpful and send it on. So this is the way, actually the new way in which a great deal of communication is taking place in our world. And in a few days sometimes, or perhaps a week, information wraps all the way around the world and back again. So this is the launch right now of this project, Abundance Breakthrough Project. And what is happening now is that if anyone would like to be part of this project and be joined with the flow of abundance, all I need is your name. That's all I need is your name. And the way you can give me your name is to go to my website, click under free events, and you'll see Abundance Project. Just add your name to the list. And then what's going to be happening is this word will be spread from person to person until April 15th of this year. So that's another about 5 weeks, I guess, something like
that.
Yeah,
it's also tax day.
And it's tax day. I think that's a great day to do abundance and prosperity.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so we will be sharing this information every place possible and need everyone's help to send this information on to your friends and your family and your church groups and to newsletters and post it on the internet and anything you can do to help get this information to wrap all the way around the world so that people can have their name on the list by April 15th. And then on April 15th, I will focus individually on each name on the list and go through them, and we will begin a wave of abundance because it will go from person to person to person all the way around the world. So if we, the more people that are in the project, the bigger the wave will be and the more benefit each person can receive. So every time you pass on the information, you are actually assisting yourself to receive more abundance and prosperity. So we have about 5 weeks, which is not very long, to get this information everywhere possible and as many people participating in this project as possible. And all that's required to participate is to go to the website and add your name to the list. That's all that's needed. I just need your name, and then you are participating. And as you know, I work with conscious consent. And so this is the way each individual themselves gives consent to me to offer this kind of energy work on that day. And so as this energy moves from person to person to person all the way around the world, it's going to create a giant wave of abundance. And this abundance will then just start washing around the world and linking everyone in the project to the flow of abundance into their lives. And this is I am so excited about this, Jewel. I want to say thank you for requesting something. I am so excited because the potential of this to change lives everywhere in the world is phenomenal, especially now with the internet. Mm-hmm. With the internet now, we can easily reach people everywhere. So many people now have internet access that we can really begin to spread the word easily. And as I said, the more people in the project, the greater the wave of abundance, and the more rapidly the flow of abundance will come into the lives of each person who wants to be part of the project. So that's all that
sounds
needs to happen.
Wonderful.
Isn't that great? I'm just so excited. I mean,
it is.
I'm
and
so
I'll tell you
excited.
What I'm going to do on the Law of Attraction Radio Network site. I'm going to put a direct link to your site so the people that come will absolutely know about this project, the Abundance, and go directly to your site and sign up. And then perhaps all of our other listeners that do have their own websites can do the same thing. So when people go in there, they can just click on it and be redirected to your site.
Oh, thank you, Jules. That'll be a great help to have it posted that way. Thank you so much. That's exactly what we need. We need hundreds of people all around the world doing exactly what you're doing. Let me find a way to get this information out to the people that I know. And, you know, all of us have associates and friends and perhaps church groups or social groups or newsletters that we receive. If we just let them know about it, like, for example, I receive some newsletters from all different kinds of organizations. I'm going to send them an email and let them know about this project, and perhaps they'll pass it on to their groups as well. And we can really begin to weave this information all the way around the planet so that we can have little bright lights of prosperity points to focus this wave to as it goes around the world. And when you sign up for the project, there'll be an automatic email sent back to you that gives you much more information about it and details, and you can forward that email then to other people. So it will be very easy to begin to send this information on.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so everybody who signs up will get an automatic response of an email that they then can start forwarding to other people or post on websites or put on calendars or whatever they know to do to get the word out into the world. And that's all available now, right now, on my website. It's all there, and that's joedunning.com. Then click under Free Events, and then click on the Abundance Project and add your name to the list. And you'll have an email within, well, I tested it a few times, and it takes about 5 seconds sometimes, maybe 1 minute, and the email is automatically sent to you. I mean, technology, Jules, is a miracle.
I know.
Of ways we can start to help each other.
I know.
We can make the difference, and participating in this project can be part of making a difference and creating a real change in our world. It's time, Jules. It is time, and in fact, in my mind, it is way past time for everyone to have access to the finances that they need and desire so they can have the life they'd like to have. Everybody deserves that. It's the birthright of everyone as a divine being to be prosperous in every way, including financially. So
okay, that's good.
We are just going to get this done. I'm so excited about it.
That's wonderful, and I think everybody here listening right now will participate and send it out to their list. But you said something really important that I'm getting a lot of other teachers coming and saying, you know, all this financial stuff is really good for us because we have to learn. But you're saying it's our divine right to be joy. So, in fact, do we need to go through the lack? Do we have to go through that? Do we have
No.
to go through this learning?
No, we don't have to go through any lack. The only learning that's taking place, Jules, is the understanding of how we manifest. So that's the learning we're taking place. And as soon as we understand that what we believe and what we think about and what we talk about is what we're creating, then we can begin to experience the abundance and prosperity we'd like to have. So we are free from any other kinds of burdens. All we need to do is understand and know that we are the manifester in each situation. And then we can really begin to expand our lives. So this Abundance Project will assist people in experiencing how we really can create what we'd like to have. So people who are signing up already have this idea that maybe it really is possible. Maybe they just can dare to believe that it is possible to create a flow of abundance that will draw then to each one of us what we desire to have in our lives, and so that we can really have a magnificent life. And the turmoil, I call it turmoil, that we see going on the surface of our world, in the politics and the economy and the financing, in all of the different areas, this is just the the rippling that happens as something is being moved out of the way. You know, it kicks up just a little bit of a dust when we sweep the floor, or when we sweep the patio. You know, we kick up a little dust, and that's what's happening. So all of these situations that are going on right now are part of the clearing away process, and what is right underneath it. We're going to be amazed, absolutely amazed, at how quickly this all can take place and be reset into something magnificent.
Wow.
It can happen very rapidly, very rapidly. And
now, if we send it for ourselves, can we expect that the ripple effect from each one of us, so that other people who are not on there will receive some of benefit too?
So that's a great question. So each person that signs up will be linked into this flow of abundance into their life. And so they will begin to experience more abundance and prosperity in their life. Those people that didn't hear about this or didn't believe it or didn't want to sign up, what happens with them? Two things. One is, say for example, Jules, if you are financially prosperous, you begin to create the life you'd like to have, which means you share some of your abundance as you create the life you'd like to have. Maybe you'd like to have a new car. Maybe your house needs to be painted. Maybe you want to live in a different place. So you would be sharing some of your abundance, which will help those who receive it. So that will start the flow of abundance towards them as well.
Okay.
In addition to that, the other way that they will be helped is that many of us have heard about the 100th monkey theory, mm-hmm. and that is when enough people believe in a certain experience or have had a certain experience, suddenly the whole culture or the whole group just knows that's so. They just automatically accept the truth of all of it. So we are also then creating the opportunity for the 100th monkey experience to take place worldwide in abundance, because when we reach the critical mass, that's why this is so important to get it everywhere, because it's possible to create the 100th monkey effect with this simple project, Jules, that you requested. It's possible to do that if we can get the information to enough people in the next few weeks. We can create that kind of a critical mass then. And then everyone in the world gets kind of ignited. We catch the information just from the ether, so to speak. We are tuned in, and all of a sudden we know that this is possible. So we begin to experience, we meaning everyone in the world, begins to experience how we are able to start creating the life we'd like, how we begin to call to us the things that we desire and the things that we focus on and talk about and think about, how we create all of that. And simultaneously, we're also going to begin to understand about using energy and using the energy of thought and belief to create our world around us. So we are at such an exciting time right now, such an exciting time.
This is fantastic. I mean, I am so excited. I'm looking at the chat room, and Gary, a dear, dear friend of Law of Attraction Talk Radio, just said that he signed up and sent 5 emails to 5 Yahoo groups. And I know the groups that he's on, and they're huge. And so the response on there is great. And I know more and more people. We've got a lot in our chat room, so I know people will start sending, and I bet you they're on your site right now.
they may be, and they'll get the email coming back. And, you know, I haven't even yet announced this to my own personal mailing list, Jules. I saved it for your show.
Oh.
Saved it for your show. It's been hinted at on one of the shows that there would be an abundance project starting at the end of the week. And I've saved the full description and the ability to sign up right now for your show. And then tomorrow, the email announcement goes out to my personal mailing list. So you're getting the scoop.
Yes.
Yes, you're having.
Well, we are honored. I got to tell you, we are very honored, and we're going to be signing up as we go right now.
That's great.
This is exciting.
Well, It's because you came up with the request. That's why it's happening right now on your show.
Oh, and, wonderful.
And so the email that goes out tomorrow will go out to my entire mailing list. And there are several other individuals who have very extensive mailing lists who have contacted me and said, you know, is there any way I can help? Send me your email and I'll send it to my mailing list. So there are several individuals tomorrow who will also then, a little later in the day, broadcast this announcement to their email list. So tomorrow really is the time when the emails are going to start moving. And tonight is the time when the people in your group and on this show can begin the momentum. You have the honor of initiating the momentum for this Abundance Breakthrough Project.
And we're going to do it, too. We're going
yes.
to do it.
And,
I've got a huge list, too, and I'm sending it out to everyone.
Great. Well, wait until tomorrow. Are you on
yes.
my email list? Wait until tomorrow, because the one you'll receive tomorrow from my on my email list is a much more readable format. The one that comes off the website is pretty standard text. The one that will come tomorrow will be have pictures and highlighted, and it'll be much more readable and forwardable to others. So let's do it that way, because it's going to be just an opportunity to really create tremendous movement. And your friend Gary, thank you, Gary. Thank you very much. I hear you saying you're welcome. Aren't you a sweetie?
He is.
Yeah. Thank you for sending it to your groups, because they will pass it on. And many people are in Facebook or LinkedIn or go to dig.com and know how to list things on the calendars, or YouTube, or any variety of ways in which we communicate with each other now. Get it listed wherever it's possible. I mean, I've done the part that I can do. I've created it and set it out into the world, and we'll do the energy work and the wave on April 15th. Between now and then, it's up to everyone in the world to decide if they want to assist in letting this actually take place and make a difference, create the wave of abundance, make the 100th monkey opportunity. So I'm handing it over to your listening audience, and that's exactly what needs to happen. Now it's up to the world. Do you want this in your life? Do you want to be linked to the flow of abundance? Do you want to experience prosperity coming to you regularly? You know, so that we can relax and we can breathe and we can laugh and we can travel and share and give and receive. I mean, there is just such wonderful opportunity for this. I'm delighted by it all.
You know, if there is that one person out there who doesn't want this, I want to meet them, because they've got to be a rarity.
Well, most people in today's world seem to want to have a life that they consider comfortable for themselves. And for most people in the world to have a life that feels comfortable and joyful and fulfilling, our culture is set up to use financial abundance to help us experience that. We need to pay our mortgage or for a place to live. We need to pay for our food. We pay for our heat and our clothing and our transportation and our entertainment. So our world is set up for financial abundance and the need for finances. So most people in the world would like to have a life that feels fulfilling to them and have enough money to really live comfortably and really be at ease, knowing that anything they want to do and desire to do is accessible to them. Because what we're going to be learning, Jules, it's wonderful. What we're going to be learning is that the world that we live in has plenty of what we want, and there is more than enough to always go around, always. So there's plenty of whatever we want, and there's more than enough to go around. And those are key understandings in abundance, that we are moving from a point of abundance. And whenever there's an abundance of something, it's easy to get. You can have as much as you want. So that this is where we want to be in our thoughts and in our beliefs, and in our conversations. What we want is easy to get. There's plenty to go around. There's lots more where that came from. So then we are generous with it. We receive it, and we spend it easily. We are generous with passing it on. So this flow not only comes to the people who hear about this project and put their name on the list, the flow goes on to the others that didn't yet know about it. So we're creating a tremendous opportunity for each individual and for the world. And that's what we need to do more. We need more and more people creating ways to assist first those people around them, and then let it flow out into the world. Just let it move right on out in whatever ways each individual is called. And each one of us have a different path and different interests and different skills and talents. And so each one of us has a role to play in terms of this abundance and prosperity as it arrives into our lives. We have our own particular ways that we would like to use that abundance. And however we use it, we are spending it almost every time to do something. So some people may want to travel. Well, they're spending it as they travel, and they're sharing that abundance. So it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to really begin to understand what's possible in our world using the very simple ideas about abundance and manifesting. It's great, and I'm just so delighted that you asked for this.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Focus. Believe me, it's my pleasure. So let me ask you something. When we sign up for this and you are seeing every name, are you doing like an energy transformation with each of us so that we are going to allow the abundance in?
Yes. This project, anyone who signs up wants to have the flow of abundance into their life and wants to be part of this. So that day, it may take me all day, certainly, but that day I will be focusing on the transformation for each individual so that they are receptive to this new flow of abundance through their life. However, let's do some work right now, too. Would you like to do that?
Oh, love it, love it.
All right, so let's do a little bit of work with energy so that we can be a little ahead of the wave and begin to be prepared now for the flow of abundance to enter into our lives. And, you know, it's really important that we feel grateful for what we already have. That's a really good starting point, that we have gratitude for what we already have. And that begins to focus us into receiving more of what we'd like. And then from that, from being grateful for what we have, then as little bits of abundance begin to come our direction, a little bit like when a rain begins to fall. At first there's just a few drops, and then there's more, and then there's more, and then there's more. Well, this is similar. First there'll be a little bit, and then as you receive it with gratitude and begin to share it, then more and more and more gets drawn in. So we are creating this wonderful spring shower of abundance in our lives. In fact, the email that we'll be sending out tomorrow morning, the picture banner across the top is money, dollar bills, floating down from the sky. Like it's just going to float down into our lives. It'll be simple and easy. It will just arrive. Or we'll get an idea of something to do that sounds joyful and fun to us, and by carrying out that idea in the world, we then begin to prosper more. So it'll be great. As I said, I'm very excited about this. All right, so let's do some energy work then, if you'd like to help prepare each person who's listening, either to this show live right now or to the recording of the show. Do you have your recordings available, Jewel?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yes, of course you do. So if the energy is also then available when listening to the recording as well, so we can go back and enjoy it and have that extra support in our lives. So this particular process then is to prepare the way for the flow of abundance to enter each person's life who is listening now or listening to the recording. And so for this particular process, first of all, we'll sit quietly for a few seconds, usually 10 or 15 seconds. We sit quietly. And I'll give you an instruction about what to do while we're sitting quietly. And then that just allows the energy to come through to you and begin to address the ways in which there may be some changes to shift, for example, in your beliefs or your energy system or your experiences, so that you're prepared for this flow of abundance. And let me just remind the listeners that when we're doing energy work, we sometimes go into a slightly altered state or a little bit more relaxed. And so please, if you're driving a car or if you're at a job where you really are doing something where you really have to be paying attention, skip doing these processes and then listen to the recording and do them when you have time, when you would be safe to do the process.
Good.
If you're driving a car and you can pull over to the side or go park someplace for a little while, that would be a great thing to be able to do. And so during
the recording will be on in 1 hour, and you can hear it on iTunes or the network or a whole bunch of different places on Law of Attraction Tools. So you can hear it a bunch of places. Don't worry, you will hear it.
That's great. You've got it so many places, including iTunes. That's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good for you. That's wonderful. So this energy process, then, is to help prepare each individual for the flow of abundance to enter your life. And to do this process, if you would please sit quietly, allow your mind to just be kind of comfortable and at ease, and then if you can just kind of imagine what it will be like, what it is like, as if it were true right now, to have lots of abundance in your life. So just imagine or pretend that you already have a lot of abundance in your life, and just the joy and the comfort and the ease and the security that that would offer to you. And just imagine that for a few seconds while we sit quietly. Do you have any questions about this process, Jules?
No, okay. Not at all. I mean, this is wonderful.
All right. Good.
I'm just letting the energy flow here.
Good. All right. So let's do that right now. We'll sit quietly for a few moments, each individual, if you would just imagine what it's like to have that in your life, that abundance in your life right now. Okay, let's begin. Okay, good. So now what's happened is the energy was just started, and it came through to each person, and now you are being assisted by this energy to align yourself with receiving this wonderful prosperity and abundance. And this energy then will continue to assist you until it has completed the job. So during this radio show, we start the process, and then the energy will continue to help each person for the next days and weeks and even sometimes months, depending on if there's something that needs to be shifted in each person. So, for example, most of us have gathered beliefs or understandings or experiences about ourselves and the world, and also in the particular area of abundance and prosperity. So, you know, what is our worth, so to speak? How much should it feels right for us to be paid for a job, and what feels comfortable for us to spend for rent, and how much are we comfortable having in our bank account or savings account? All these different ideas about finances and abundance, and we have picked these up from childhood, from our parents and neighbors and teachers and reading and personal experiences. So we have this kind of expectation already about how much abundance we are entitled to. And so this process that we just did, and that's going on right now while we're talking, is helping to shift those expectations into something much, much bigger, so that we can then have the space for this flow to come through into each one of us. And so when I said the energy may continue working for days or weeks or months, some people perhaps have more experiences in their life of difficulties with finances. So perhaps there's a little more adjustment to be done there. And other people may already have quite a wonderful experience in prosperity and abundance. So there's just a little bit of kind of tweaking of their belief system to open it up enough for a lot to come through. So each person has a different background and experience that needs to be adjusted. And so the energy may stay a little bit longer helping each individual. And maybe someone really, really has this desire to just be tremendously wealthy. So perhaps the energy will stay a little bit longer, opening up the gateways to that level of abundance. Maybe they just really want to be the most wealthy person in the world, we'll say, for example, and their desire is to be that and then assist others and share their wealth and help the world prosper. So that energy may stay a little bit longer to make sure that that's the capability of receiving that that individual will have. So we are
on that part. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Because again, you know, with my show, I get to, I have the pleasure of talking to so many teachers, and a lot of them are different, but they, many of them say that when we want to win the lottery or to become very, very rich, it's really our ego that wants it. Could you maybe address that?
Sure. If we think that that's going to, it's just our ego, well, we have to go back into a whole discussion of ego, but let me make it a very brief discussion.
Okay.
And this is my perspective on it. What we generally call ego is actually lack of strength or lack of ego strength, because an ego that is perfectly healthy, perfectly formed, completely developed, has very little need of anything to make it feel better. An ego that has been not loved throughout its life, an individual who has not been loved throughout their life and really respected and honored each moment for exactly who they are, and I think that applies to most of us,
right,
with this wonderful sphere called ego gets a little bit dented and crumpled and collapses in just a bit. And that's those areas in which we have lack in our ego is actually what we are calling ego or egomaniac or egotistical or ego-driven. But it's actually lack of ego that's creating that. Because when the ego is completely full and satisfied and whole, it has no need for that kind of recognition. And the beautiful part is, Jules, that when the ego reaches this fulfilled state where it doesn't need outside kinds of honors and recognition and money and glamour, that sort of thing, in order to feel all right, so the ego becomes whole and we become a whole, balanced individual, there's a magic thing that happens in a blink of an eye, and the ego as we know it in our human form suddenly expands, and it expands huge, and we often call that enlightenment or awakening, because we can no longer see the personality boundaries of that person. That individual now encompasses everything in the world as a part of them, because their boundary of what we would call ego has expanded so far out that it now encompasses everything. So we say an enlightened being doesn't have an ego. An enlightened being doesn't have any damage to an ego, and in fact, an enlightened being has a greatly expanded ego that now makes everything a part of that individual. And we call that oneness. We call that, what's the words? We understand that when someone else hurts, it is our pain. That is us that's starving. That is us that is hungry. That is us that's being disrespected. So because the ego has now expanded so wide that it encompasses everything as if it were this little piece of ego that most of us understand. So
that's
when
beautiful.
So I have a different understanding of ego than many other individuals, and I believe most other individuals are talking about the damage to the ego that makes us want to have money, makes us want to have the fancy car.
And, so it's okay to want to have that wealth. It's okay, but we still have to work on us. Is that what?
Right. You see, whoever we are is okay, Jules. Whoever we
right.
are this moment is exactly who we need to be in order to walk our path to enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
So if we desire that car, it is a part of our path to enlightenment. If we deny ourselves that car, then we have missed a little piece of the journey on our path to enlightenment. So I know that many teachers, and I certainly honor all of the avenues, because every pathway, there are thousands of roads to enlightenment.
Sure.
And so some individuals find that they prefer to become desireless, or they prefer to live in austerity, or they prefer to do certain kinds of religious beliefs that may be limiting or poverty or that sort of thing as part of their path. And that's fine, because that's part of their path.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, they will move towards their enlightenment. And perhaps we have all had moments when we have done that kind of thing, or maybe lifetimes, if you believe in lifetimes other than this, when we did those kinds of activities, because we all do and experience everything that's possible to do or experience. All of us do all of that. That's why judgment is so pointless. We've all been there and done that, or we will be there and do that, because once we have been someplace, you know, walk a mile in their shoes, once we've had that happen in our life, we have great compassion, great wisdom, and great understanding about that kind of an experience. And that's the goal, is to have compassion and wisdom and understanding about all of life. So if we choose to judge something, we are saying, I don't have compassion for that. That means I need to experience it so I can have compassion. So if for no other reason, it's best not to judge, so that we don't say, I need a ticket to go experience that so I can be a more compassionate being. You know, we are moving into oneness. We are moving into compassion. We are moving into deep, deep wisdom. And as we do this, our ego becomes healthy and whole. And so we begin to really experience life from a whole new vista. And the same thing with will, the need to move forward. And when someone is willful, we find that they are very controlling and very strict and rigid, and they have to have things their way. And that has to do with will. Well, will within us is probably a component of the damaged part of the ego. And will also has to do for the many times we knew what was our next step, for example, as a child, and we were stopped in those moments. We were told to sit down and be quiet, or don't get dirty, or go to school, or you know, all of the things we had to do that weren't our perfect next step for that moment. And that can create these little dimples in a whole healthy will. And then an individual becomes willful or controlling. So we're working both with ego and with will. However, the same thing happens to will as happens to ego. At a point where we have been fulfilled ourselves, we have uncrinkled ourselves, and that would be the things that we do, that like getting a car, those kinds of things, may help uncrinkle certain areas. We soon realize that that isn't the solution. However, it may have helped bring a little more energy back in to fill us up. So will does the same thing as ego. It reaches a point where it will suddenly expand, clear out, and we see that this person no longer can be controlled or influenced. Their will now is independent, and they are actually linked with what we would call divine will. So we see them as linked with the divine and carrying out divine actions here in our world. Well, actually, their will has just expanded so wide that it's now compassionate and able to assist and look after so many as if it were our own. And that's why we look to be compassionate. and forgiving, and begin to share what we have, so we become more full. And it's a natural response. When we are filled, we overflow. And as we overflow, we share with others. So that's why we see enlightened beings who want to share what they have. They want to assist others in rising above the unhappiness that's going on in the world and begin to experience the joy that's right here in the same moment. It's right here in the same moment. So once we can begin to understand that, then we are free then. We are free to follow our path and do whatever is next for us to do, knowing and truly truly knowing, with a capital K, that this is on behalf of our development, our growth into enlightenment. It's a different way of looking at ego. So
it's wonderful,
answer.
Though, and it's exactly what I needed to hear. It's perfect definition. I feel, I mean, I could really resonate with, for the law of attraction. It's really not judging, and you can see where it is the dent, and you need to fill it up. So yes. I'm in agreement. I think it's wonderful if people want to go out and win the lottery. I think it's wonderful if they want to go and earn $1 million. I think it's fantastic, and
good
to say that that is wrong.
No, it's great. It's fine. It's what's next for them on their path.
Right.
You know, I heard on the news just recently, I think it was a group of co-workers that just won $200 million.
Yes.
11 co-workers. However, one of the workers hadn't given their money yet, didn't know they had won. They included him.
Oh.
They included him because every week, I think it was, for many years, this entire group had kicked in their $5 to buy lottery tickets, and I don't recall the reason this man had overlooked giving his $5. And they already had the tickets, and they'd already won, and they went to him and said, hey, we've got our tickets, and do you want to buy in this time or not? We've already purchased the tickets. You want to be part of it? They already knew they'd won, and they didn't say anything to him about it. And he said, oh, yeah, sure, I'll kick in. Here's my $5. Of course, then they go, oh, great, you just got $10 million. so that's
what a
sharing.
Wonderful story.
Isn't that great? That's sharing. That's
yes.
caring. That's the whole group there. They didn't say, oh, no, you didn't give your money. Now we get to split up your share and have more for ourselves. They embraced him and brought him in and said, of course you're part of us. Of course come and do this.
Oh, you know, that's what's so wonderful that I'm seeing is that people are becoming more service-oriented. How can we serve?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we're shifting the consciousness.
Yes, yes. And as our consciousness grows, we want to serve. We want to give more. And our consciousness is growing rapidly right now, Jules. The energy on our planet is going up and up and up, the vibrational level, the frequency of it. And the higher it gets, the more awakened we become. So meaning the more fully conscious we are of who we are and the influence we have and the abilities to make change and how to manifest. So that's happening. Our planet vibration is going up. Our individual vibrations are being raised right along with it. And therefore, we want to serve, and therefore anything that isn't of that vibration, that's too low for it, is going to be kicked out. So we are vibrationally cleaning house. So, you know these blowers that they blow leaves with,
yeah.
clean walkways with? It's that kind of idea. The wind current is a strong current. Well, the vibration as it raises our consciousness is a strong current. It is something that must be recognized. And so either we change with it or we get out of the way. Mm-hmm. So as someone blows the driveway, you know, it's knocking anything out of the way that isn't stronger than that current, meaning higher vibration. So obviously the blower won't move a big rock. It won't move your car, but it moves the little light debris out of the way. In a similar way, our consciousness as it goes up is going to knock away any of these little lower vibrations because they are too lightweight. They're too dense, actually. And it's going to knock them out of the way, and the light will increase and increase and increase in our consciousness, in our planet, everywhere. And so we are in this time right now. It is so exciting when each one of us can have a real effect on the outcome of how rapidly and how smoothly we transition into this whole new way of being together in love and compassion. And so the more we can focus and be aware of this, the sooner we can bring it all into reality. And that ties right back into this Abundance Breakthrough Project.
Yes.
The more we can spread this out and get more people participating and more people's name on the list, the sooner we can all begin to have much greater prosperity all the way around the world.
Wonderful.
We're just right at this cusp. We are walking on the top of the fence and about to jump off over into the beautiful pasture where we can just run and play and laugh. You know, it's so time to have this happen.
It is. Yes, it is.
Let
me ask you one question about that. We're going to circulate, and everybody listening now and for the next week and next 2 weeks up until April 15th, can we put in people who don't have access? Do we need their permission in order to submit their names, or do they need to send the emails directly?
Everyone needs to send their own.
Okay.
And that's how this will link directly, because we are changing lives here. So everybody needs to send their own email. I know how we love to list everybody on prayer lists and that kind of stuff. That's a very different process.
Okay.
As you're aware, there's a prayer list on my website, and you can list anybody on the prayer list.
Even your dog, your cat?
Yeah, yes, of course, anything, or your job, or your business, or a country, or anything. However, praying for something, meaning just sending loving thoughts towards it, is acceptable. To just have a whole list. When we are doing the Abundance Breakthrough Project, you may only turn in your own name.
Okay.
Because we are energetically changing lives. And my agreement in working with energy is conscious consent. So that's how it happens. You can have them sit down at your computer and put their name in, if that's what has to happen. But each person needs to send in their own name.
Okay, great. So now we've got the full instructions. There's nothing to stop us. Okay, everybody, their computers, to their emails. Wait till tomorrow, though, but we're going to do this. And we've got just a few moments left, and I know that Deb would be very upset with me if I didn't mention that you've got two teleconferences coming up every month. The second Thursday of the month and the last Tuesday of the month. And so I want to remind that people can go to Joe's website, joedunning.com, and you can get the information on where to call for these free teleconferences. Also, she has the marriage of the pineal gland and pituitary gland. Yay, I'm going. I'm so excited.
Yes, isn't that fun?
And that's totally sold out, so you can't go, but I'll tell everybody how it is. And then I believe you have still four more slots available for the,
it's a training program. It's the Pulse Energy
Pulse.
Training program, so people learn how to work with energy.
Right. And I believe there's four spots left, so sign up now. It's at the end of March. Go to her website and check it out while you are signing up. So, Joe, this has been such a fun program. This is absolutely outstanding. You said some incredible things, and I wish that we can transcribe it all, because do you have a book or something coming out? People need to read this.
I have a book called Spiritual Guide, and it's a series of very short articles. I think there's 42 articles about different aspects of consciousness and life and how to be in it, and it would contain a lot of this information. And, that's available. I have those books, and that's available. What I'm finding now is that we used to need to have a book in order to get known so that we could really start to assist people. And now what we need is just what you're making available. We need to be able to link directly with people by internet, by radio, by phone, whatever the means are, we have a new medium through which we can now communicate. So books are still very valuable and very helpful, and we're finding that the internet is beginning to replace that need for being an author, that need that then you're recognized because you have a book out, because
right.
Now we can do it through free teleconferences and your radio shows and that sort of thing to get the word out to people about life and how and what's available for everyone.
Wow. I am certainly thankful that you came into my life and sharing this with the world. I just feel so honored, and I am thrilled about this abundance. I can hardly wait. And, you know, we are totally out of time. Thank you so much, Joe.
Yes, well, thank you, Jules. And people can still, they can sign up tonight, and we will send them the beautiful email tomorrow to anybody that signed up early. So they can go ahead and get online and sign up now and get started with it.
And remember, you have to April 15th. So
actually,
keep
midnight on the 14th, because I'm going to start the wave on the 15th. So I need to have your name by midnight on the 14th.
You got it. And so everybody just keep on sending those emails out. Keep on sending them out. That's wonderful.
Yes, thank you, Jules. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. And to all of the wonderful listeners, we will see you next Sunday. Good night.
You have been listening to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio, hosted by Jules Johnson. For more information, go to www.lawofattractiontools.com.